朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
姊妹，破口不需要多，只要有祝福，早晚漏光。
We don't need a lot of gaps. Simply one will drain out all the blessings.
城墙不需要倒塌太多，只要有仇敌就可以进属的。
Now the entire sections of the wall have to fall for the enemy to come in.
两只澳洲袋鼠在动物园里面，他们买来了以后，发现第二天他们在外面。
There are two kangaroos from Australia, and then they were in the zoo, but then the next day they found they were outside of the zoo.
他们发现这个 fence 大概太低了，就把它盖成五公尺这么高。
Okay, because they jump over the fence, so they build a fence higher.
第二天早上，这两只袋鼠还在外面散步。
But then the next day, the zookeepers found them outside of the gate, the fence again.
所以他们马上又重新把它盖成十公尺这么高。那好高了。
So they built a fence about 10 meters high, and that's really high.
盖好了以后，发现这两个袋鼠早晨又在外面散步。
And then the next morning, they found these two kangaroos were taking a walk outside of the fence.
他们又向上级争取钱，要把这个 fence 再升高。
So they requested more budget to build the fence higher.
这两个袋鼠就在那里聊天，就在那里笑。
And then the two kangaroos were having a good time, and they would have a chat.
只要他们忘了关门，不管他们盖多高，我们都可以出来。
As long as they don't close the gates, it doesn't matter how high the fence become.
弟兄姊妹，有时候我们眼睛光注意到某一段。
Sometimes our eyes just focus on certain area.
我们可能只注意到孩子的学业成绩而已。
We probably just focus on the school grades of our children.
但是他的心灵可能已经被网络、被很多的事情已经伤害到我们没有办法想象的，我们却不知道。
And maybe their minds are being destroyed by the internet, and we are not aware of it.
他们可能跟神的关系已经完全冻结了，我们不知道。
And maybe their relationship with God is being frozen, and we are not aware of it.
我们在乎先生或是配偶下班有没有回家。
We care if our spouse come home on time after work.
我们在乎他会不会跟我吵架。
We care if they have fights with us.
但是我们却缺少了在祷告的里面求神保护我们的家庭。
But then we do not pray for God to protect our family.
所以很多的外遇发现的时候都是突然发生的。
So many extramarital affairs happen suddenly.
但其实都是有迹可循。
But actually, they can all be traced to some causes.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要在主的面前警觉，城墙的第一层意义讲到保护。
We need to be watchful and on guard. The walls.Needs protect, the city needs protection.
我们的健康需要祷告，我们的心灵，我们的属灵生命，家庭、教会都需要祷告。
Not only that, we need to pray for our physical health, but we also need to pray for our spiritual life, our family, and our church.
为什么我今天背诵经文用大卫的认罪悔改诗诗篇五十一篇
？That's why I picked Psalm 51. David's repentance as a memory verse.
五十一篇第十七节、十八节，他说：“神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。”
It says, "A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise."
好的，求你随你的美意善待西安。
By your favor, do good to Zion.
建造耶路撒冷的城墙。
Build the walls of Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，你知道当我读到大卫这首诗的时候，我特别能够感受到他为什么这么祷告。
I could almost feel his heart when I read this song.
大卫是一个合神心意的人。
David was a man after God's own heart.
大卫是一个伟大的君王。
He was a great king.
大卫是一个这么讲义气，各方面都这么好的一个人。
He was a righteous, perfect man.
就在他那一天松懈不小心的时候，他跟乌利亚的妻子八十八犯的淫乱。
But that day, when he just let go a little bit, he committed adultery.
这个罪让他写的诗篇五十一篇这么公开的向全国认罪。
And because of this sin, he wrote Psalm 51 to confess his sin to the whole entire public.
求神赦免他。
He asked God for forgiveness.
可是当他在结束的时候。
But by the end of the Psalm.
他知道神赦免了他。
He knew that God has forgiven him.
所以他说神啊，忧伤痛悔的心你没有轻看。
Therefore he says, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
得到了神完全的赦免。
Because he was totally forgiven by God.
但是他底下就向神有一个祷告。
Then he has this prayer to God.
不仅仅求神善待锡安。
Not only that, he asked God to do good to Zion.
他求神建造耶路撒冷的城墙。
And he asked the Lord to build the city of Jerusalem.
我们的情感需要城墙保护。
Our emotions need to be protected by walls.
我们的思想需要情感，需要城墙来保护。
And our thoughts need to protect.To be protected.
我们属灵的生命跟神的关系，我们都需要耶和华做我们四围的火城。
And we need the Lord to be our fire of wall for our spiritual life.
不然，只要仇敌可以自由进出，弟兄姊妹，我们早晚被仇敌打倒。
Otherwise, if we let the enemy to come in freely, we will for sure be destroyed.
这是城墙重建的第一面意义。
So this is the first meaning of to build the hall, the wall of the city.
第二面，城墙的意思说到它是一个分别的界限。
Secondly, a wall serves as a distinguishing boundary.
撒迦利亚书第二章告诉我们
Zechariah chapter 2 tells us.
耶和华不仅仅要做耶路撒冷四围的火城。
Not only the Lord will be the fire of wall for the city of Jerusalem.
他说并要做其中的荣耀。
And he shall be the glory of the city.
换句话说城内跟城外是两个完全不同的境界。
In other words, there's totally different life within the city and outside of the city.
一个是属神的一个是不属神的。
One is of the Lord and the other is not.
一个是属地的一个是属天的。
One is of the earth and the other is of the heavenly.
一个是属世界的一个是属神的。
One is of the world and the other of the of God.
一个是属肉体的一个是属圣灵的。
One is of the flesh and the other of the spirit.
一个是属的。一个是圣的
and one is common and one is holy.
一个是不洁的一个是在主面前是洁净的
and one is unclean and the other is clean.
所以为什么以赛亚书52章那里讲到锡安要兴起穿上华美的衣服
That's why Isaiah chapter 52 tells us that Zion will rise and will be put on glory.
耶路撒冷也要起来回到他的位置上去
and Jerusalem will be restored.
以下说到从今以后未受割礼不洁净的人必不得进入你的中间
From now on, those who are unclean will not come before you.
弟兄姊妹，这是一条界限。
So this is a dividing boundary.
它画出了两个不同的范围和境界。
And it draws out two different areas.
城墙保护受到我们防止外患的攻击和伤害。
When there's a wall, it protects us from the enemy's attack.
界限说到我们要除去里面的不洁和掺杂。
It also serves as a boundary.So that we will get rid of our uncleanness.
在这个范围的里面必须是洁净的。
Within this area, everything has to be clean.
为什么主耶稣来要洁净圣殿
？That's why Jesus came to cleanse the temple.
要把一切做买卖的牛羊鸽子通通赶出去。
He drive out all the merchants.
因为主说这是我父的殿。
Because he says this is my father's house.
所以弟兄姊妹，第二件事情讲到分别的界限。
So city wall also serves as a distinguishing boundary.
一个基督徒的生活没有分别的界限，弟兄姊妹，这是一个妥协的生活。
A Christian life without boundary is a life of compromise.
这是一个掺杂的生活。
It's a mixed life.
这是一个早晚要被仇敌伤害的生活。
It's doomed to be destroyed.
弟兄姊妹，为什么以色列跟 PLO 最近有这么连串的争执
？And now why there's so many conflicts between Israel and PLO?
因为他们混居在一起。
Because they live together.
以色列人可以去的餐馆，阿拉伯人也可以去。
Because they can go to the same restaurants.
他们去的市场，阿拉伯人也一样去那个市场。
They can go to the same markets.
所以你防不胜防。
How can they prevent it?
你怎么能够预防谁身上会带着炸弹呢
？How can you prevent conflicts? How can you prevent anyone who carries bombs?
他们说现在这样子的暴力要带到美国来。
They're saying that this kind of violence will come to America.
弟兄姊妹，带到美国以后，你想想看，我们哪里能够预防？今天是在大华呢，还是在四月时会发生这样子的事呢
？If these terrorists come to America, how can we prevent? How can you know if which market they will go?
你能够想象哪一个加油站会发生这样子的事吗
？Can you predict any gas station will have this violence?
弟兄姊妹，为什么需要界限
？So why do we need boundaries?
它不仅仅是一个保护。
Not only it serves as protection.
它是一个分别。
It's also distinguished.
为什么每一个国家的海关都这么严格，不准随便的人进来
？That's why every country is so strict at their customs.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个分别。
Because to separate.
所以圣经上一再讲，你们要将圣的和俗的给我分出来。
Therefore, the Bible kept on telling us you have to separate the holy from the common.
我们读到利未记十一章，说到这个猪不可以吃，分蹄的怎么样，怎么盗掘的可不可以吃？弟兄姊妹，我们觉得圣经讲这些干什么
？Leviticus chapter 11 tells us of a lot of unclean things that we're not supposed to eat.
而那个中心的意思，神就是告诉我们，你们要将剩的和熟的、洁的和不洁的要分别出来。
The main concern is we have to separate the holy and the common, the clean and the not clean.
弟兄姊妹，我们基督徒的生活必须要有这条分别的界限。
We have to have this separation.
不然很多人不愿意来到神的教堂。
Otherwise, many people are not willing to come to God's house.
不然基督徒怎么晓得？人家怎么晓得你们是基督徒？
How can people tell that we are Christians?
弟兄姊妹，可拉后裔在民数记十六章，他们为什么神审判他们？
In the book of Numbers, chapter 15, God judged the descendants of Korah.
因为他们就是不服气摩西亚伦的带领。
Because they would not obey Moses and Aaron.
他们说全会众个个都是圣洁的，你们凭什么自高超过众人？
They challenged that all the whole assembly is holy. Why do you put yourself higher than the than everyone else?
弟兄姊妹，神不仅仅在十六章审判了可拉的后裔。
So in chapter 16, God not only judge the descendants of Korah.
我们从圣经里面看见，当大卫年间，他在那里建立神家的侍奉体系的时候。
And then in the Bible, we also see that in the time of David, when he established services in God's house.
发现一件非常稀奇而令让我们敬拜神的事情。
But then we see this thing that marvels us.
大卫在那里建立的时候，其中有一个最重要的部门，五大部门之一叫做守门的。
And then when David builds up the services in God's house, there are five departments, and one of them is gatekeepers.
讲到守门的人，第一个就讲到可拉的后裔，在神家中做守门的。
And then one a group of people for the gatekeepers are the descendants of Korah.
他们从前最反对什么分不分的。
Before they protest and then they challenge the separations in God's house.
当他们被神工作过，认识他们所信的神是谁的时候，他们自己起来。被立为神家守门的。
But after their judgment, they came to understand God's house and God's principle. They volunteered to be, they became the gatekeepers of God's house.
他们阻挡一切世界仇敌的进到神的家中。
They stand against the world coming into God's house.
弟兄姊妹，第二方面讲到分别的界限。
So the city wall serves as a boundary.
在我们的生活里面，恩高在凡事上教训我们。
And then in our life, the holy anointing will teach us in everything.
它会感动我们什么是可以做，什么不可以做。
And then the Holy Spirit will move us to tell us what is to be done and what not.
我们对主认真，我们里面会听见这样子的声音。
And if we are serious and sincere, we will know.
以前在我公司同事里面有一个基督徒，他跑来跟我讲。
There was a Christian at my work before, and he came to tell me.
他说我买到一辆好好的车，那些人他买旧车。
And then he told me he just bought a very good used car.
我问他多少钱买的。
So I asked him how much he paid for.
他说他买了一辆 Volvo, 大概才7000多块钱。
And then he paid about $7,000 for a used Volvo.
我正在为他高兴的时候。
And I was really happy for him.
他底下加了一句话，让我一下子沉下去。
And then but then he told me more.
他说更好的是那个买主那个卖主，我叫他写一封信，说这是一个礼物，不是卖给我的，他马上就写了。
So he told me, what's even better is that I asked the seller to write a letter, says, this is a gift, and then he did that.
那换句话说，他去 DMV 换牌照的时候，他不需要交税。
In other words, he did not have to pay transaction tax when he registered for the license.
他又多省了好几百块钱。
For the registration, so he saved several hundred dollars.
那另外一个基督徒他说，你要 refinance, 你来我这里办。
And another Christian told him that if you want to refinance, come to me.
他说所有的 termite 白蚁的报告，你只要给我75块钱，我给你一个 clean report.
And then if you pay me $75, then I will give you a clean termite report.
弟兄姊妹，我就告诉他，我说我们基督徒不做这件事，我说谢谢。
But I told him that we Christians don't do this kind of things. Thanks anyway.
他自己也是基督徒。
He's a Christian himself.
弟兄姊妹，我现在不是要把这些人的规矩放在弟兄姊妹。
I'm not just giving you some regulations and rules.
我们需要主怜悯我们，恩高要在凡事上教训。
We hope to have mercy of God so that we will feel the anointing.
我们在小的事情上没有这个分别界限的话。
If we do not separate ourselves in these trivial matters.
在大的事情上，我们就会跌得很惨。
We will fall in big matters.
我们容许一些色情的网站、杂志在我们的家存留。
If we allow pornography to be seen in our house,
很可能有一天就把我们带到家庭破裂的一个结局。
someday they might destroy our family.
我们容许别人贿赂我们。
If we allow people to bribe us,
有一天我们一生都要被埋在这个痛苦的里面。
We'll probably be destroyed and caught with all our lives.
我说过一个基督徒的同事在海关做事，每天上班拉开抽屉里面就是红包跟礼物。
I mentioned there was a Christian who works in the custom, and every day he would see bribes for him.
他做了几天，他没办法做，他辞职。
And after a while, he had to resign.
能够进到海关，不知道要考试多少的考试能够进去。
Actually, it's a very prestigious position to work in the custom.
但他为了主，他放下。
But for the Lord, he gave it all up.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要神在我们的中生活里面要有分别的界限。
We need to have a distinguishing boundary.
不是根据我与某人的，我的界限也不完全。
It's not according to my standard, which is not perfect.
不用人教导你们，是由主的恩膏在凡事上教导你。
You don't need men to teach you, but the holy anointing will teach you in every matter.
这个恩膏是真的，不是假的。
The anointing is real, it's not false.
你们要按着这恩膏的教训，住在主里面。
Abide in the Lord according to the anointing.
弟兄姊妹，城墙讲到界限，讲到范围。
So the city wall sets up a boundary and it sets an area.
神给我们生活的范围就是在圣灵里。
The Lord has given us an area to live that's within the Holy Spirit.
就是在主里面，在基督里。
Within the Lord in Christ.
所以以斯拉恢复的是让我们恢复了生活的根据和依靠，是主的话。
So Ezra returned, and then he revived and restored the words of God to be our standard.
以斯拉在这里恢复，让我们知道我们生活的范围是要在圣灵里，在基督里。
But Nehemiah,
Nehemiah
told us that we have to live within the boundary of the Holy Spirit.
最后我们讲到城墙第三方面，说到它具体的见证。
Thirdly, the city wall is a solid testimony.
弟兄姊妹，你去看一个家，他怎样布置他的家，就说到主人的性情是什么。
If you go to a house and then from the decoration, you can pretty much tell the character of this owner.
然后我如果更有钱一点的话，会布置的更有 taste 一点。
Well, if I'm richer, my house will have more taste.
那你人家说你去看一个传道人他的书房读什么书，你就知道这个传道人是怎样的。
And then people say if you go to a preacher's library, then you can pretty much tell what kind of preacher he is.
那不是说多跟少啊，因为有钱人可以买很多。
It's not a matter of quantity.
而是他喜欢读什么样子的书。
But which area that he likes to read.
那在德国，你如果到莱茵河去看的话，沿路上有好的山上有很多各式各样的城堡。
And in Germany, there are many castles.
要讲到德国时代，这个他们那些堡主诸侯，他们根据自己的兴趣，他们 design 了他们自己的城堡。
And then, because the owners of these castles, they design the castles according to their own likeness.
那城墙第三方面说到见证，为什么呢
？So the third significance of a city wall is to show testimony.
因为这个城，第一，它最特殊之处，它被称为神的城。
Because this city has been called the city of God.
所以诗篇八十七篇第三节，那你说到神的城啊，有荣耀的事是指着你说的。
Psalm 87 says, "Oh, the city of God, glorious things are said about you."
这一座神的城是一个满有荣耀的城。
And the city of God is full of His glory.
诗篇四十八篇第二节说到锡安山大君王的城，在北面居高华美，为全地的人所喜悦。
Psalm 48 also talk about that this is a great A palace of God, city of God.
在北面居高华美，为全地的人所喜悦。
And it sits on the north side and being praised by the whole earth.
太漂亮了。
So glorious and magnificent.
启示录告诉我们，当圣城新耶路撒冷降临的时候
，The book of Revelation tells us when the city of New Jerusalem comes down from heaven.
他把神旨意的完成用这座圣城来表达。
It's significant.It typifies the fulfillment of God's will.
圣城新耶路撒冷从天而降。
The holy city of Jerusalem came from heaven.
长宽高各四千里。
And that's of 4,000 miles of three dimension.
有姊妹，光它的这个墙，圣经上说它就是144轴。
And then the city wall is about 144 cubits.
那换成我们这个现在的数字，就大概66公尺这么高的。
It's about 66 meters high.
而城是4000里长宽高。
And then the city is about 4000 miles in three dimensions.
而其上的每一个材料都是宝石。
And every single material is precious stone.
而每一个宝石都是神儿女们在地上，基督生命组织在他们身上的那个美丽。
And every single precious stone is the beauty of Christ's life in Christians.
怎样在病痛在难处中我们经历了主。
How we experience the Lord in our trials and difficulties.
我们怎样在环境的艰难底下忠心为主站住。
How we stand firm for the Lord in our trials.
我们爱主所有的奉献弟兄姊妹都是这个城墙的宝石。
All our love offerings are, will be the precious stones of the city.
啊我们实在这个词穷不知道来表达。
I really don't know how to describe this.
但是这是一个美丽的见证。
But this is a beautiful testimony.
为全地的人所喜悦。
Will be praised by the whole world.
人看见就已经很喜乐。
When people saw, they would be glad.
我认识一个老师母。
I knew this elderly sister.
她的先生。
And her husband.
是空军的一个将领将军。
Was a captain in the Air Force.
所以她原来的生活是非常忧郁非常非常尊贵。
So they used to have this privileged life.
而且他参加很多高级的社交场合。
So they went to this high class social events.
有一次他被别人请到教会的福音聚会来参加聚会。太太。
And then this wife was invited to a church gospel meeting.
她就穿着打扮得漂漂亮亮的。
So she dressed up nicely.
当她一进到聚会厅的时候。
When she entered this meeting hall.
她看见里面的人。
And then she saw the people there.
全都是蓝袍长褂子。
They're all wearing they're all wearing blue robes.
或者很朴素的白白的衣服在里面。
Or white, something not spectacular.
那是起码40年前了。
It was about 40 years ago.
她就觉得这些人都非常的清寒非常的贫穷的一般人。
So she thought these people are very poor.
可是当她看见他们的时候。
But then when she saw them.
每一个人的表情。
Everyone's facial expression.
每一个人身上带着的爱。
And then the love in them.
他们的亲切他们的关系。
And their loving relationship.
弟兄姊妹后来他做见证他说聚会还没开始。他已经坐在那里一直哭。
Later on, she gave this testimony that she just couldn't help herself but crying even before the meeting started.
不要有人告诉他什么事情他就突然觉得我自己怎么这么肮脏坐在这一群的人中间。
No one told her anything, but she felt herself being filthy among these people.
啊，原来是一个空军的将领，那些社交场合，人都在比自己穿着漂亮。
Her husband was a captain in the Air Force, so she was used to this high-class social society, and then everyone competed with their wealth.
一来到神家，她就遇见了光，遇见了爱。
But when she came to the house of God, she met love and life.
啊，遇见了在这里有尊贵、有圣洁的生命在这里。
She sensed this glorious and noble life.
弟兄姊妹这是神家自然出来的一个见证。
And this is a natural testimony in God's house.
不是我们说什么我们传什么而是我们活出来的。
It's not what we say, but how we lived it.
这是城墙第三方面一个具体的见证。
So this is the third significance of the city wall. It shows testimony.
讲到我们个人讲到我们家庭讲到我们的教会。
Individually, our family and our church.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
当别人看见我们的时候
When people see us,
我们何等希望有更多的人说神真在你们的中
How we wish that they would say God is really in you
今天时间的关系我们只能讲到城墙这三面的意义
Today we will only share the first part the significance of city walls
我们何等希望神恢复我们每一个人的城墙
May the Lord rebuild every one of our walls
我说的城墙不是人际关系人跟人之间的城墙
I'm not talking about the walls between among people.
我们是讲的在属灵里面。
I'm talking about the spiritual wall.
我们需要保护。
We need to be protected.
我们需要有分别的界限。
We need to have a distinguished boundary.
我们有需要被圣灵被十架工作以后出来那个美丽的见证，一个具体的见证。
We have to have a testimony of cross.
这个唯一的方法可以达到的，就是我们必须活在圣灵里。
And the only way is that we have to live, abide in the Holy Spirit.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。